Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hill Murray had a great season going last year, and it was thwarted like so many, and the kids didn't get to play in the state tournament because of a COVID situation, somewhat controversial, but they didn't get to play, and they had a chance to win a state championship or at least compete for one. Now, this year they're back. They've got a very good team again. Who knows what the section tournaments, et cetera, hold. But it's always interesting to get the veteran perspective of their head coach, Bill Lechter. Bill, thank you for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
You know, put into words as you've had a chance to digest last year and all that you went through just to play games and the way that it ended. If that had a chapter in your book, how would last year read in general?
Oh, boy. Confusing, challenging, yeah. Humbling, all the above, all the adjectives, I guess. Yeah.
Was it difficult for kids to play in front of minimal crowds, or were they just so thankful to play that they didn't care?
I think a combination. I think it was a little bit of a challenge. They got used to it, if there is such a thing. You get used to that, because to be blunt, it was 114 people. You know, you could divide up between the two teams. So.
Yeah.
You know, and you can say all the right things about play between the glass and don't pay attention to the crowd, but they want their friends, their, you know, their student teammates and everybody and families there. So it was challenging, but, you know, it was the same for everybody. So it's like, but you're positive because you get to play. You know, they wanted to play.
How about at school? You know, every kid goes through different things with this whole virus, and you're an educator too, and I know you're not there on the daily basis like you once were, but you get concerned about your kids that are now, you know, some of them that were sophomores when this first hit. They've had three school years severely disrupted by it, and you read the tea leaves on these kids as people, not just as hockey players. What concerns you the most about what they were robbed of, or what endangers them in terms of, you know, isolation or you know, just a lack of normalcy that they've had?
Yeah, that's a great point, Mike. You know, and you hate to say it's becoming normal for them.
Yeah,
but they've been hit pretty hard with this group, this age group. You know, everybody's been kind of hit differently. So, you know, I don't think you can dwell on it negatively because it would just drag us all down. So you just try and make a positive every day out of it, or just, you know, if you can, just kind of ignore it and try and live your normal life and live your normal practices and your school days. And, you know, it's a stupid maybe analogy, but it's kind of like game face or positive. You
yep.
know, don't get, and we all got to, you know, we're all in it together. So try and, you know, I hear you talk about it all the time. Just try and make the best positive of kind of every day and be grateful that you got something going.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's, you know, it's easier said, you know, they've missed proms, they've missed homecoming dances, they've missed a lot of things. And I almost am hesitant to tell them, because you don't want them to feel sorry for themselves. So you want to come down and empathize with them. And
yeah.
at the same time, you don't want them dwelling on the fact that, hey, I didn't get to have a prom, or my graduation
right.
was, you know, we did it virtual. I mean, and that kind of stuff, you don't want to go there with them because you don't want them to think about it.
Yeah, yeah, but it's there, you
yep.
know, I mean, you have to, and then some kids, you know, they want to talk about it a little bit or be addressed a little bit to it, but again, you try and, you know, us adults and role models and teachers and educators and coaches need to, you know, try and do our best to make those kids feel like everything's okay and the world is good, and, you know, even though it might not be, it's like, when we get together, it's like, you know what, you guys, we're all in this together, let's go have fun today, or let's work hard today. You know, and we all have stuff in our lives, but, you know, let's do our best to make, you know, a good day.
You've had a good season so far, not that anybody's surprised by that in January, if Hill Murray's talking about having a good season, but has it felt a little bit better this year, and what has this season been like for you?
Yeah, well, it's still a challenge, you know, and you have the, you know, the sicknesses in the COVID world that's going on, and, you know, there's, you know, you're going to have, and all the teams have it, so it's not just for us or whatever, the good or the bad. But, you know, even the common colds and all that, so there seems to be this sickness and you know, you never, you kind of go day to day. We kind of tease. It's like, okay, do we have, you know, how many guys do we have? What's our lineup? You know, I'm working on tomorrow's game right now, and you're hoping that everybody is ready for tomorrow. And so, yeah, it's a little bit of a challenge, but everybody's in the same boat. And, you know, knock on wood, we've been kind of getting through it. And, you know, we've had games with, you know, normally in a normal team at varsity, you have 12 forwards and 6D and two goalies. And we've had games where we've had 8 forwards and 4D, you know, and 1 goalie. So it's what it is.
Well, they better be in good shape, huh?
Yeah.
You said you wanted ice time. I'm giving you ice time, huh?
They're getting ice time. Yeah, go home and tell your parents you're playing too much.
Now, Andover's the number one ranked team in the state. You guys not far behind. What I'm seeing here, correct me if I'm wrong, it looks like a pretty balanced, I don't see anybody that's a runaway freight train here. I see a lot of pretty darn good teams in the state. Is that it?
Yeah, I think you're right on. I mean, if you look maybe the top 10, 12, 15, 14 teams that you see, you know, kind of being ranked by everybody, and everybody has a different opinion. But if you look, we all have 2-3 losses or so, and they're all like, you know, they all lost to each other, you know. Mm-hmm. It just varies. You know, at Christmas, we went overtime with Andover, who's right now, I think, rated 1, and, you know, lost in overtime to them. And then, you know, they'll lose the next day to somebody that we just beat the day before.
Sure.
You know, it's going around. So I think there's a lot of very high-level teams, and they all have some strengths, and they all have moments. And there's also high school kids, you know, so you have that variance.
Bill Lechner's our guest. But, Bill, one of the things that's been evolved over the years that's been great, and I don't know if it's because they expanded your schedule so you can play some more games, but it's the same in basketball. It's, you know, it used to kind of be you'd play your conference, and you didn't go too far outside your comfort zone. And now you get the feeling that everybody is like, hey, bring it on. Let's just play the best schedule we can. I don't care if we end up 14-9 going into the sections or 21-2. We're going to find out who we are. Is that one of the things that's manifested itself in high school sports, at least amongst the top programs?
I think you're right on there, too. Obviously, you know, and I'm going back a long time ago, back when we started, you know, 40-some years ago, but you played within your conference, you had less games, and now, like, even amongst the conferences, you might play a team once or you might play them twice, you know, depending on the levels and quality, and so respectfully to everybody. And so, and then they had, you know, up the games to 25, so you can at least, so, you know, we can have a majority of our season is against non-conference high level. And we all seem to play each other once or twice. And, you know, and I do feel bad on programs that are trying to be up and comings and they want to play higher level teams, and that, super respect that. So it's a fine line trying to be nice and help everybody, but yet you have to help yourself to, you know, be, you know, game ready and you know, be battle tested by the time section comes.
Yep. Yeah, you got to figure it out. Hey, Bill, thank you so much. Good luck tomorrow night. I know that's a big one for you, but thanks so much. I always enjoy visiting with you about all of the above.
Well, thanks for all you do, Mike, and all you guys. So take care. Stay safe.
Yeah, you too. Bill Lechner, one of the old.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.